If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 37, make that 38 plus years now of being often imitated but never duplicated. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show. Besides being your host, I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I could fight a little bit back in the day. And I'm an award-winning journalist, so supposedly I know something about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know more. You bought the pay-per-view. You watched Teofimo Lopez last night. So you can text me here in the studio if you'd like. Tell me anything you want. I mean, you want to rip us, compliment us, talk about the fight straight up. Here's the text line. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 415-275-1613. We're coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, Twitch.tv. The Sports Byline USA channel has a live stream of the show going right now. Of course, we come to you Tuesdays on Veev TV. So straight up, this truly is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, the takeover returned, or has it? I'm talking about Teofimo Lopez, the former lightweight champion. Of course, now 17-1 after getting his head handed to him by George Kambosos, the non-entitled George Kambosos, who went down to Australia, went home, signed a sweetheart contract with Devin Haney, and then didn't fight for 12 rounds. And then he got an immediate rematch, so something stinks in that one. Anyway, bottom line is Teofimo Lopez back in action last night against a Tijuana cab driver. What can I say other than the Tijuana cab driver did not make the distance? You know that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. After the news, we'll talk about the world of boxing and MMA, but straight up, Pedro's memories and stories today, a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I was sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs when all of a sudden this policeman caught me unawares. He said, is your name Pedro? I said, yeah, I guess so. He said, then come with me because you're the man we've been looking for. I said, hey, man, I've been framed.
Cheech and Chong must have been talking about Pedro Cantu, Campa, not Pedro Fernandez. Straight up Pedro Campa last night. The only thing he had going for him was a decent record. He was 34-1 with one draw and 23 kills. He had been stopped in the eighth round by a guy that was 13-8 about 3 or 4 years ago. But the bottom line is he was a Tijuana taxi driver. If that's a knock on Tijuana taxi drivers, he was a relatively tough Tijuana taxi driver, but he wasn't all that talented. Bottom line is the best thing he had going for him was that first name, Pedro. Outside of that, wasn't happening. 34-2-1, as I said, 23 KOs. Of course, he failed to win any rounds, in my mind. Of course, Tony Weeks is a referee, but he failed to win any rounds against Teofimo Lopez, of course, a kid out of Brooklyn, New York. Honduras, I think, originally. But 17-1, 13 KOs. The former lightweight champion of the world, a guy that I was enamored with to a certain extent, because I thought he was a breath of fresh air in this thing. Of course, boxing is all about attitudes. Like next week, we've got Adrian Broner. Not the most talented guy in the world. Could be. If he dedicated himself, maybe, but the bottom line is he's an attitude. He's got an attitude. He's a personality. Boxing needs personalities. And without a doubt, Teofimo Lopez and his father, their personalities. Of course, the father last night kept getting interviewed between rounds. And I'm not into, listen, I've done a lot of TV around the world. I've been to 34 countries. I've probably done TV in like 17 or 18 of them, at least, maybe 20. That being said, you don't want to. The father's in the corner. The father's supposed to be, like, developing strategies and that. Of course, in that last fight that Teofimo Lopez was in, his father, his delusional father, was out there dancing. He was salsa dancing during rounds in which his kid was getting licked like a stamp. In other words, the kid's getting beat, so I'm out here dancing. What are you trying to distract everybody? Like, get the judges to look over you that your son's losing? Maybe you can distract the judges or something like that? Anyway, he's out of his mind. I thought maybe he had been on, like, Colombian dust. I'm serious. I mean, being an ex-cop, I was looking at this guy saying, what is this guy acting? I mean, why is he acting like, la, 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 everything's happening, everything's good? I mean, spit's going downhill, or his son's getting beat up, he's losing the championship, and the old man's out there dancing? Did you bet against the kid at 19-1 or something like that, or what? I'm just asking questions here. I'm not declaring anything, okay? But the bottom line is Cambosos was a 19-1 underdog. He came in, nobody thought he could win. But then I think I said something to the point where everybody's got a chance, they've got two hands and this and that, but that's the bull crap we say before each fight that's supposed to be a rout, okay? Last night was a rout. The fight with Cambosos was supposed to be a rout. It wasn't. It went the other way. Cambosos knocked knocked him down in the first round. I'm talking about the takeover at Teofimo Lopez. And yes, he said he had medical problems and, you know, his heart was in bad. Oh, can you name it? Everything was in bad shape for Teofimo Lopez. But yet his father was outside the ring partying. I mean, if your kid's in there getting drilled, getting hammered, okay, and of course, if Kambosos could punch, Teofimo probably would have been dust, pugilistic dust, or at least reduced to pugilistic rubble, okay, if Kambosos could punch, because he was cracking him. But you know, Kambosos is not that big of a puncher. Of course, then we watched Kambosos a fortnight ago against Devin Haney, originally from San Francisco, says he's from Oakland. Now he's living in Las Vegas. But the bottom line is, Devin Haney pitched a shutout. That was such a one-sided fight that you could have went to sleep in the first round and woke up in the 12th round and not missed anything. Seriously. 10 rounds in between, you didn't need to watch it. Of course, and now they're going to do it again in October. This guy, Kambosos, I will give him this. He is the con man of all con men, and he conned me. So I was conned. I admit it. I thought he could fight a little bit. He can't. I mean, he couldn't even. Listen, when you fight a taller guy, I'm going to say it again. When you fight a taller guy, you got to get in his ass. And I'm sorry if that can offend some people, but you just have to. You have to get in his ass. You have to get on it right away. Because if the tall guy starts a rhythm going, it's hard to break a rhythm in boxing. Bop, bop, bop. Some guy's jabbing you like he's got longer arms than you, and you're getting popped each time you try to move in. So you have to make a gamble or take a gamble or maybe make a desperate move in order to get inside or to get close enough to crack these big, tall guys, okay? You just have to. And unfortunately, some people don't have that ability. And, of course, you know, boxing nowadays is not taught in the gyms like it was when I was growing up. I mean, I remember watching guys that had studied Eddie Futch and Angelo Dundee and some of the great trainers from Gleason's Gym and things like that, Jimmy Glenn's, people like that. I mean, these are people that worked under these great trainers, right? Those guys are gone. There's nobody left anymore. This is a new generation of trainers. And I think with the new generation of trainers, you see like a Devin Haney, of course, a safety first type of fighter. Not my favorite guy. I mean, listen, Kambosos wasn't doing nothing. Kambosos was just sitting there waiting for the 12th round, waiting for the 36 minute to elapse. So you should have been down there playing bongos on his ass. You know what I'm saying? Pop, 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 pop. And from bongos to just like cracking him with drumsticks. Okay, you should have been cracking him. Devin, sorry to say it, man, but you should have took Kambosos out. Kambosos posed no threat whatsoever. None. Absolutely none. After the bell rang, it was evident what was going to happen, that Devin Haney was going to walk away with a 12-round decision. Of course, Devin Haney, the WBC, WBA, he's got all the belts. He's got all the belts. Of course, the linear 135-pound champion originally was Vasyl Lomachenko. He was the man. And then Teofimo beat the man, so he was the man to beat the man. And now, you know, this guy has beat the man to beat the man to beat the man. I'm talking about Devin Haney. So Devin Haney's undefeated out of San Francisco. Not the most exciting fighter in the world, very skillful, a good skillful boxer, a bit dull. I think he's smart enough I think he's sharp enough to step in and maybe put some oomph on his punches a little bit, because he slaps, but he slaps fast and he slaps consistently, and he's got a good long reach, this and that, and he could box from both sides at times. So he's a pretty complete boxer per se. Is he a good fighter per se? I don't know yet what happens when he gets in the trenches, because eventually, you know, Father Time or somebody's ability is going to get them inside on Devin Haney, and we'll see how Devin Haney reacts when he gets inside. Because, you know, let's be honest, Devin Haney really has, Jorge Linares cracked him a couple of times. One time he might have hurt him, so we know that Devin Haney maybe doesn't catch all that well, but you've only seen that one instance, okay? Devin Haney is going to go back in October, I think it's the 15th his date, in Melbourne, Australia, and take on George Kambosos in that mandated rematch. Remember that? That was the scam of all scams. Listen to this. I've heard of some sweetheart deals or some BS deals or some just deals that smell like rotten cod, and this is one of them. Talk about George Kambosos, of course, getting the immediate rematch with Devin Haney after he lost 36 minutes. It wasn't like, man, this was so close, I'm dying to see it again. If any of you fools listening in Australia, and I'm calling you fools because if you're willing to pay to watch George Kambosos going with Devin Haney again in October, then you truly are a fool. Why don't you just send me the money or send the money to some charity or something? Maybe donate it to a charity, the Red Cross, something like that, you know, some Feed the Hungry, something like that. Do something like that, because putting money in George Kambosos' pocket is a waste of time. He's not going to show up any better than he did the first time. And the first time he showed up woefully unprepared. I mean, the guy's taller than you. You got to inflict some pain on him. You got to kick his ass early. If you don't kick his ass early, as I said, A rhythm sets going, a rhythm starts going, and before you know it, guess what? You're behind. And in my days, I only had 3-round fights. So when I fought these guys who were built like Mark Breland, this and that, big tall guys, this and that, I had to go out there and chop them down right away. Because if I didn't chop them down right away, these guys were going to go bam, bam, boom, 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 boom. You know, I'm playing bongo drums on my face with that reach. Okay, you don't want that. You've got to attack right away. Some guys don't feel that. Cambosis did not attack. He did not attack the taller Haney. Just wouldn't do it. Never stepped forward. Basically, he was throwing a jab, a right hand, and a hook. Okay, 3 punches is cool, but you know, not when you're 3 feet away. No, when you're closer, yes, yes. But what happened was Cambosis was too scared to take the second step. He didn't want to commit himself. He didn't have the balls to make the second step. What I'm talking about is this. You jab, you step in once. You jab twice, you step him in twice. That's how you close the distance with a tall guy, okay? You close the distance by throwing stuff at him, making him look at something as it's coming. And if he gets too cocky and wants to drop that left hand, you can sneak that right hand in over the top on the tall guys, okay? But the bottom line is, he didn't do that. George Cambosis didn't do it. And he's not going to do it in the rematch. I think he's going to fail even more miserably in the rematch. I think that Devin Haney, now that he's got himself these titles per se, and he's got the, he knows that Cambosis can't do anything. I mean, Cambosis, I'm guilty of hyping the fraud. Me, I'm guilty of it. I am stone cold guilty of it. I thought that Cambosis being Teofimo Lopez was like the next takeover. I thought it was the next takeover. But maybe I was overestimating Teofimo Lopez all in all, you know, coming off the Vasyl Lomachenko fight. Of course, he won. That was a close fight. But Lomachenko has got to be at the end of their career sometime. I mean, he's only got like 16 professional fights, but he had 300-plus amateur fights, a 2-time amateur world champion. So Vasyl Lomachenko is long in the tooth, without a doubt. Of course, the kid from Ukraine, we wish him all the best, him and his countrymen. Of course, Oleg Usyk going to go next week. We'll talk about that a little bit earlier later. But Vasyl Lomachenko, they wanted him. It was supposed to be him going down to Australia and fighting Cambosis, but that didn't happen because of the war in Ukraine. Of course, Russia invading Ukraine, a sovereign country, another country invading another country. Anyway, bottom line is that's not too cool. Not in my mind anyway, but I'm not going to do politics. But back to last night's fight. Teofimo Lopez was bragging and boasting and dancing around and, you know, doing the cha-cha, this and that, and a couple salsa moves, this and that. You should not be bragging about beating Pedro Campa. Pedro Campa should be arrested. Listen, Pedro Campa was in decent shape. Pedro Campa knew sort of how to throw punches, I'm not trying to say he was an accomplished fighter. He wasn't. I mean, he was a 35-1 underdog, and it's 7 rounds later, you drop him. Okay, that's cool. I understand. You stop it in 7 rounds. I understand that. You got the win going home early. Nobody thought the fight was going to make it to the 10-round distance. I think the odds were like 4-1. It wouldn't make it to the distance, but Teofimo Lopez was a 35-1 favorite last night. I mean, do you really need to come back against a guy that's 35-1 favorite? Is that how bad your confidence is that you got to fight a stiff or a guy that's an apparent stiff without a doubt? Come on, man. You got to give me a break. I'm not too impressed with the takeover. Whether he won or not, I'm not too impressed. The time was 2:14. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, they did sell 3,000 seats last night at the Resorts World Las Vegas. So I got even props that they sold this place out, 3,400 seats. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and that was a top-ranked promotion. Good old Massa Bob Arum, Bob Arum and the top-ranked plantation.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes racism works out in black people's favor. Now, it doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely, but when it happens, it is f***ing sweet. I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas, and I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the f***ing ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out. Because he was Chinese, I was like, why is he talking like that? He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. Well, I thought I was the only brother. I looked over, there was one other black dude. He's from Nigeria. I looked over at him, he was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say 2 words to me, he just looked at me, he was like, he didn't need to talk, I knew just what he was talking about. I looked right back at him, I was like, some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us, they were like, oh my God, I think those black guys are gonna try to save us.
Dave Chappelle, I ain't saving nobody. Straight up, it's me. I remember when the lady asked me, I was on the airplane one time and sitting in the exit row, right? And she says to me, she goes, "Sir, are you prepared to like help everybody get off the plane if we get into some type of accident? We have to make an emergency landing." I said, "Hell no, lady. First come, first serve. I'm getting off this plane. Are you crazy?" She goes, "We're moving you away from this door. They made me sit somewhere else." The bottom line is, think about that. You think I'm going to hold the plane door open for like 15 or 20 people when my ass has to go first? You got to be kidding. Think about that. Come on. That was a silly question. It looks like you're going to do what? To put it this way, let's talk about the fights last night. Stick with the fights last night because I'm very high on the 154-pounder, of course, from Puerto Rico, Zayas. Of course, that's his name, Zander Zayas, now 14-0, 10 KOs. The guy got signed at the age of 16 by Bob Arum, the aforementioned, of course, top-ranked CEO, former United States attorney under the Kennedy administration. Bobby Kennedy was the attorney general back in 1960, and he appointed, he hired Bob Arum as a U.S. attorney. Of course, Bob Arum was the top of his law school, top graduate in his law school, and I think he graduated in 1958 with some special award, cum laude or something like that, I don't know what they say, out of Harvard University. But the bottom line is, 4 years later, of course, Bob Arum is the United States attorney, and in 1962, he went to a Sonny Liston fight, Sonny Liston and Floyd Patterson, and he was there to count the money for the government. Okay, he's there to count the money. He's an accountant. Bob's an accountant. Bob's a smart dude. Anyway, so he's counting the money. He's doing the accountant stuff on the paper. On the it wasn't pay-per-view back then. It was closed circuit. That was that generation's pay-per-view. What I mean by that is you didn't get to watch the fight at home. You watched the fight at theaters, on screens, and in auditoriums, places like that. So that's what they call closed-circuit television. The last one was in 1996. I did that, Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez in San Bruno. So that's how they made money, okay? So Bob Arum saw the receipts were coming in on this Sonny Liston and Floyd Patterson fight, I think, that took place at the Chicago White Sox Stadium in Chicago, Illinois. Of course, Patterson getting ruined in one round, but he saw the money. So he said to himself, man, I don't think I need to be sticking in this U.S. attorney stuff. And then when Kennedy got whacked, when John Kennedy was killed, Bob Arum didn't feel the need to stay in the Justice Department anymore because basically Lyndon Johnson, the new president, wanted to take over and install a lot of his own guys in this net. So Bob Arum said, maybe a good opportunity for me to get out of being a United States attorney, which is quite an honor, man, without a doubt. And becoming a boxing promoter. So he got hooked up with Muhammad Ali circa 1965. Ali's having his problems with the draft. I mean, the United States government is threatening to take away his boxing license, threatening to put him in jail, all this kind of good stuff. And Bob Arum, both an attorney and now a promoter, got in Muhammad Ali's corner. And now, of course, the rest is history. This is in 2002. Bob Arum's been around since 1965. He's done a lot. Of course, he's a Hall of Famer without a doubt. He has control of the world heavyweight champion right now. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Of course, they're waiting on the winner of next week's Oleg Usyk-Anthony Joshua fight, despite reports this week that Tyson Fury is retired. Maybe Tyson Fury, is he back on coke? That's the question I got to ask. Is he back on coke? Because he was acting a little flippant the last couple of times I've seen him on television. In other words, I'm not trying to dog him this and that because he's had cocaine problems in the past. And guys that have cocaine problems in the past can tend to have cocaine problems in the future. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is that Tyson Fury, he says stuff that's stupid. And I think a lot of the stuff he says is just, I mean, he likes to play the games, be like the court jester and all that kind of stuff. More power to him. The Joker of the boxing world, without a doubt, from the Batman movies. Okay, that is Tyson Fury. 6'10", his ass is bigger than his shoulders. We know all that kind of good stuff. But he's undefeated. He is the linear world heavyweight champion, of course. And now he says he's going to retire again. He's supposed to take on Derek Chisora. Derek Chisora is a guy from the UK, a tough guy, but that's all he is, a tough guy. I think they fought a couple times before, and each time they fought, of course, Tyson Fury lost. The thing is, you don't stop Derek Chisora too often. He's a tough, rough, tough dude, and he won a fight a few weeks ago, and Tyson Fury didn't think he was going to win, so Tyson said something like to Derek to inspire him. He says, Derek, if you win, I'll give you a fight. So Derek won, going away on the scorecards, and then Tyson Fury sort of got warm on that. Maybe this sort of got cold and warm, cold. Anyway, bottom line is Tyson Fury sort of backed out of that one. And then this week, Tyson Fury has re-announced his retirement. Okay. In the meantime, I'm told Bob Arum is still trying to do deals for him. I don't know why if he's retired. Okay, is this another publicity ploy by the Gypsy King? I think it is. I think without a doubt. And as far as his having issues with cocaine and things like that in the past and depression, it was a sad time. I played an interview on the show. We talked about suicide and things like that. I mean, see, Tyson Fury was in bad shape. He was like, 400 pounds almost? Almost 400. Good Lord. He walks around at almost 300 pounds. So I'm not exaggerating when I say 400 pounds. I mean, he was way, 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 way. He was fatter than Anthony. So straight up, he made himself a bit of a comeback, got his life under control, got rid of the cocaine, got together with his wife a little bit more. And I don't think he's living in a bus. Somebody said to me, his problems are that he's living in a bus. He's one of those traveling people. Tyson Fury is a multimillionaire. He's not living in a bus. Okay, the rest of the Irish folks, let's do that stuff, that Irish gypsy stuff. Yes, I believe they are living in caravans driving around Europe, but Tyson Fury is not one of them. And as far as his return to the ring is concerned, I think he will take on the winner of the Anthony Joshua Oleg Usyk fight. I think he was just looking for a little added publicity. He has an massive, he's 6'10". He's got a bigger ego than his height, than his size and height. I kid you not. He is an egomaniac. He needed to be in the news this week. And, of course, upcoming, Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua next week. Instead of letting them have some of the spotlight and saying, maybe I'll take on the winner, this and that. And so he says, I'm retiring. I'm out. I'm out of here. Wink, wink. I'm out of here. Wink, wink. He ain't going nowhere. Tyson Fury ain't going nowhere. Tyson Fury's got too much money to make. And whether he says, I've already got enough money and this and that, Tyson Fury is going to fight the winner of the Anthony Joshua Oleg Usyk fight, and it's probably going to be Oleg Usyk. Usyk is a -220 favorite right now. I mean, think about that. The guy's smaller. He weighs less. I mean, size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. But speed kills. And speed is Oleg Usyk. He is all about speed. He's left-handed. He's from the Ukraine, much like the aforementioned Vasyl Lomachenko. Evidently, he's been able to train throughout this Ukrainian-Russian war, this type of thing. So he's focused. He's ready to go. And next week, I think he's going to take apart Anthony Joshua even easier than he did the first time. And the first time was a pretty easy fight. It just was a pretty easy fight. Listen, when you faint heavyweights, they take a long time to react. They're heavyweights. I mean, it takes him a long time to react. And Anthony Joshua, when he gets fainted by Oleg Usyk, he has to double react because he's not a boxer from the crib. He's a boxer from, I used to play basketball, but guess what, man? You're big enough. Why don't you box? So, you know, he won the 2012 Olympic gold medal. I was high on him for that. But from that point forward, you know, he sort of progresses as a professional to the point where maybe he might be able to do something. I mean, honestly, he's 6'7". If I was 6'7", I'd still be kicking everybody's ass right now. Seriously. So he's 6'7". I said to myself, he can box a little bit. He's 6'7". He ain't going to lose for a while. Then he loses to the fat man, Auntie Louise. He lost to a fat man. Okay, and then he beats the fat man in the rematch. The fat man went to training camp 317 pounds, ends up 283 pounds when they step in the ring. Any other athletic contest in the world, and Andy Ruiz would have been ruled unfit to participate. But somehow the world of boxing let that fat slob in the ring. Anyway, Joshua beats him, and he's bragging once again. Hey, man, I'm back on top. Give me a break. And then he loses to Oleg Usyk. Guess what? The second loss is coming August 20th, only on DAZN. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
The great John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 1962, a year before his death, of course, 35th president of the United States, the last man I thought that really had the country together. I mean, yeah, he had some dissidents. Of course, the dissidents killed him, but the bottom line is I thought the majority of the country was behind him, and they haven't been behind the president since. Tevin Farmer versus Mickey Bay was supposed to take place in Prescott Valley last night, but guess what? The promoters didn't have the money. And who ripped us and who reported this? None other than Claire Burke. Of course, the female superwoman that she is in the world of boxing. She seems to be everybody's good luck charm. I mean, fighters get hooked up with her and they get paid. I mean, you got guys, get this. This is her introduction to boxing. She ran a check cashing place, and some guy came in to cash a check one time, a $400 check that he got from his boxing promoter, and it bounced not once but twice. Okay, so the bottom line is she sort of got into representing boxers from that point forward. And she's not a manager, she's not an agent per se, she's just Claire. But Claire is kicking ass, and Claire is reporting these people. Of course, Claire is available on Facebook. Check her out, Claire Burke, and she is like the female, she's the CEO at American Boxing Federation, but I'm just telling you, she's a wonderful lady, and she's an advocate for the world of boxing now, without a doubt. Of course, people still talking about the Virgil Ortiz fight last week. Of course, Michael McKenzie. I'm still so disappointed in Michael McKenzie because of the fact that he couldn't fight. I mean, he just couldn't fight. He couldn't spell fight. He was so boxing illiterate. It was unbelievable. I mean, he led with his head, his forehead. And, of course, you know, people like Socrates Palmer said it was a good learning experience at the headbutt and the cut that Virgil Ortiz suffered in the very first round. That's Virgil, V-E-R-G-I-L, not V-I-R-G-I-L. Anyway, the cut that he suffered in the very first round via a headbutt, which was pretty obvious because this guy led with his head. I mean, Evander Holyfield's sort of slick. Evander has his hands up to an extent when he's messing around and trying to headbutt you, okay? But this guy, he was just like a geek. He was just headbutting, like, had his head and his feet over his hands. And anytime you have that, you're going to have a clash of heads, of course. And the referee was somewhat lackluster and wanting to discipline this guy for it. But the bottom line is that headbutting stuff didn't work over too well, and I would have been pissed. Virgil Ortiz just stopped him in the ninth round. But McKenzie now 22-1 with two knockouts. Two knockouts. He knocked out Anthony Sandoval in the other room, and Anthony was drunk, and he knocked him out twice. I mean, that's his resume that he used to fight on major United States television in the main event. Knocking out Anthony twice. I kid you not. No, he couldn't knock anybody else out. Anthony was drunk both times. I mean, it's just, where do they find these guys? And they knew, you know, all they're trying to do, Delahoy and his people, all they're trying to do is like put O's, put guys' records, keep their O's together, and then you get guys with other O's and make them look good by beating the guys with the other O's. But when you look at the record of McKenzie, he should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. That's the best way I can put it. That is the absolute best way I can put it. I'm telling you. And you know what? they would have just, listen, if he'd have butted me like that in the first round, like he butted Virgil Ortiz intentionally, I thought he did intentionally, and then he butted me a couple more times intentionally, I wouldn't have hit him low. I'd have just kicked him in the balls. Okay, I just would have. I would have, disqualification, yeah, I'm done. But I'm tired of this crap. You would not believe it. When Mike Tyson freaked out when Evander Holyfield was butting him in that second fight, the bite fight, biting him was a little bit of an extreme. So I can't bite the guy, okay? So I'm going to kick him in the nuts. You want to do that kind of stuff to me, headbutt me? I'm going to kick you nuts. I think that retaliation is first and foremost. And the bottom line is, you know, Mr. McKenzie really didn't get warned too much by the referee. He just didn't. At the end of the day, he's a chump. Anyway, another winner on the sixth was Michael Conlon. He came back in a comeback fight, beat me Double M, Mike Miguel Mariaga. Mariaga is a featherweight of note, and those guys took place on ESPN. ESPN Plus, of course, is one of your premier destinations for boxing, that and The Zone. Of course, The Zone had Virgil Ortiz. ESPN Plus had Michael Conlon and Michael Mariaga last week. Last night, it was ESPN and ESPN Plus with Teofimo Lopez and Pedro Campa. And I told you the best thing about Pedro Campa is that he's named Pedro. Outside of that, the 13th, the fight next week that was supposed to take place this week is off. I'm talking about Oscar Rivas and Lukasz Rozanski for the WBC Bridgeweight title. Of course, that is the, how can I put this? It's in between heavyweight and cruiserweight. In other words, like cruiserweight is 200 pounds and then heavyweight's like over 225. So Mauricio Sulaiman and the World Boxing Council have implemented this weight class. I think it's necessary because, again, size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. And if you're fighting a guy that's 6'9" and 340 pounds, and you're 6'1" and 210 pounds, we got a problem, okay? We got a problem. So that's just too much of a height and reach, weight and size differential. So the bottom line is they've got this Bridgeweight title. Good luck when they get their first defense. And, of course, the Oleg Usyk fight with Anthony Joshua. Oleg Usyk undefeated. He won that little primetime series they were throwing on television in Europe and this and that. So they knew he could fight, but they thought he could fight at 200 pounds. Anything above 200 pounds, maybe it was, you know, biting off too much. But he beat Anthony Joshua to the punch time and time and time and time again. He beat him to the punch so many times that I can't see the rematch being any different. And Robert Garcia, the former IBF junior lightweight champion, lost his title, I believe, to Diego Corrales. Miss Diego. But, you know, he's training this guy now, Anthony Joshua. I don't think that's going to make much of a difference. You can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. And when I say chicken spit on this show, you know I mean spit with an H. Okay? You just can't. You can't do it. Okay? He has all the physical attributes you want in a fighter. Talking about Anthony Joshua, he just does. He's long, he's lean, you know, I mean, he's got a beautiful body, he's got long arms, he can punch decently, but I don't think he has the huevos, I don't think he has the intestinal fortitude, I don't think he has the stones to really be a fighter. He just doesn't. I mean, he chokes mentally. I've seen him choke mentally now, not once, but twice. Because when you choke against the fat man, I'm talking about Andy Ruiz, when you choke against a fat man, holy cow, imagine that, being beat up by a fat man. I mean, you know, I lost some fights in my time. I went 38-12, okay? I lost some fights, but I never got drubbed, beatings, really bad, prolonged beatings and this and that. You know, I sort of like realized, I remember when I got beat up by Ernie Chavez in that welterweight fight in the National Golden Gloves down there in Las Vegas, of course, stepping up, thought I could be like, I thought I could be like some of the other Golden Glove champions, the local guys, the heroes, of course, were able to step up and wait and win titles, right? So I won the 147-pound little beaten-up farmers down there in Fresno and Modesto and this and that. So I thought I was a welterweight. I was only weighing 141 pounds. I said to myself, you know, I could beat these guys. I'm beating up the guys in the Valley, right? So I went down to the Nationals. The Nationals and the Valley, the Salinas Valley, where I was beating up on these welterweights, these farm boys, okay? Tuning up my record, per se, lighting up, padding my record. There was a world of difference between the two. It was like, whoa, one was for real, and one was just like, sparring. Okay, that's what it was. Going down there into the Valley, for the most part, was sparring, because these guys were slow. They were slower than me. They didn't have the skills. Bottom line is, they were punchers. They wanted to come at you and knock you out with one punch. Well, those are the best guys you want to fight. Okay, you do. You either get too close, you either bring them close, or you keep them too far away. That's, you win the fight. Keep the right median as far as distance is concerned, and you will beat those guys every time out. But at the end of the day, of course, there were times when, you know, I got a little frightened. And if you weren't frightened, you didn't win fights. This is the difference between winning and losing, I think, is the fear of losing. You've got to have fear in you. Mike Tyson talked about it one time. You've got to have fear in you. Custy Amato talked about it. Vince Lombardi, the great NFL coach of the Green Bay Packers back in the 60s, took them to the first Super Bowl championship, I believe. Anyway, bottom line is, it's being able to compete when you are absolutely tired and mentally and physically exhausted. You'd be able to keep going. Boxing is just that sport, okay? None other sport's going to ask you that. Of course, maybe MMA to an extent, but I'm sort of down on MMA, especially after watching that that Amanda Nunes Juliana Pena fight last week, of course, the world 135-pound championship. Pena had the championship. She upset the Lioness, of course, the world champion that beat Ronda Rousey. She beat Holly Holm. She beat everybody. Chris Cyborg Santos. I'm talking about, they called her the greatest of all time. Amanda Nunes. I don't know if the greatest of all time, but I guess maybe in women's, but I thought she beat Cyborg Santos. There should be an asterisk next to that because they transferred the side of the fight that week. 6 days before the fight, they had her moving from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. In other words, they canceled the fight in Vegas because John Jones tested positive for something, or they didn't want to approve his license because of something regarding Flintstone vitamins, a.k.a. anabolic steroids or something like that, performance-enhancing drugs. So they transferred the fight to the L.A. Forum because the L.A. Forum's always open now. It's a church. You want to rent the Forum? Give them a call. They're always open. Anyway, at the last minute, they go into the Forum, and they got to, and this girl is making weight from like 170 pounds down to 135, 140, no, down to 145. She's coming down, so she's losing weight in a car. She's spitting into a bucket. She's got to go to the bathroom, all this kind of good stuff, and she's traveling 6 hours in car from Las Vegas to Los Angeles to the L.A. Forum in Inglewood. So the bottom line is that, I think, took all the fight out of Chris Cyborg Santos. So they should have done a rematch because of the fact that they pulled that crap on her at the last minute. She was the defending champion. The last minute said, we're moving this card. I just said, nah, you know what? I ain't gonna do it. Do what you want to me. I ain't gonna do it, Dana White. I'm cutting weight right now. This will tear right into my training program. It's gonna mess my ability up to my ability to prepare up. I'm not gonna do it. She did it. She got licked like a stamp. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, got licked like a stamp. Then Dana says to her, Dana White, my favorite guy, says, well, guess what? If you fight this one last girl on your contract, you got one fight left on the UFC contract. If you fight this one last girl, and she's about as good as Anthony Sandoval, okay, so she ain't very good at all. She couldn't spell stamp. She couldn't lick a stamp. She couldn't spell fight if you put out the letters on a piece of paper, okay? So that's what they told Chris Cyborg Santos. So she goes into the one fight. Now, remember, Dana White called her the Anderson Silva in drag. That's what he said about Chris Cyborg Santos. So he had no respect for the girl or the woman whatsoever. That's what he said to her. He said, she looks like Anderson Silva in drag. So anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos takes this last contract, this last fight with his Dana White on the UFC contract, and she wins. And then they cut her. They cut her. We don't want to do business with you ever again. That's what they said. This is the way to move her out. And I think they did that on purpose because I think that if she was to fight Amanda Nunes again in 145 pounds, I would have picked her to win. Sorry, I just would have. I mean, you got to go with the monster. The monster got beat the first time. I thought it was a bit of a fluke, okay? If it wasn't a fluke because of their travel plans, well, they should have had it a second time around. They should have went dance a second time. But see, Dana doesn't want to risk things like that. Dana doesn't do things unless they're good for Dana. Amanda being the champion, Ananda being the new Amanda Nunes, the Lioness, call it what you want. Okay, her being champion was good for Dana White because Dana kept banking on her. She started making money on pay-per-view, getting her name out there. She was the greatest of all time as far as women's pay-per-view is concerned. So guys are going to tune in to watch her as well as women. She was a pay-per-view stud, all right, a pay-per-view stud. But then again, she got beat. So, you know, you should have made it. Didn't happen that way. In the rematch, she brutalized that girl. I mean, Juliana Pena, the scores are like 50 to 43 or something like that. And it's usually 50 to 45. If you won every round of a five-round fight, it's 50 to 45. But this girl, Juliana Pena, took such a horrific beating, I think it will take time off her life. Definitely take time off her MMA career, but it will take time off her life. That's how horrific this beating was. And the referee and the doctors in her corner, she didn't have a chance. When you're getting the spit kicked out of you, when you're getting the snot kicked out of you, when you're like, whoa, 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 when you're that close away from like, you know, that close away from it all being over, and you go five rounds, what for? The fight wasn't competitive. After 2.5 rounds, we knew what time it was. This girl was getting hurt. So they just kept hurting her, kept hurting her, kept hurting her, kept hurting her. And they say, oh, Pedro, that's part of the game. People get hurt. No, people don't need to get hurt unnecessarily, okay? They don't need to. And that was unnecessary without a doubt. Josh Taylor and Jack Catter are going to do a rematch. Looks like they're being forced into this. Josh Taylor, the biggest puss in all of boxing. I'll talk about that in depth after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Not really. No, when you appear before a grand jury and they ask you what's your name, you tell them my name is Donald Trump, then every question thereafter you plead the Fifth Amendment 440 times, I think you've got some problems. Straight up, that is the 45th president of the United States. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 6 days away from Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua. And of course, the best Mexican fighter in the world, I think, is Emmanuel Navarrete. Of course, I think he's like 28-1 now, something like 22, 23 knockouts. Take on a guy in the name of Eduardo Baez. That's for the WBO featherweight title, August 20th on ESPN. Of course, August the 20th. One of my favorite guys. If he would have only been a little bit more focused. I'm talking about Adrian Broner. Of course, Mr. Public Scene himself, of course, threw a bit of a fit when he had to do a virtual press conference a few weeks ago. Said that MF Floyd doesn't have to do I kid you not, Floyd doesn't have to do a virtual. People show up at Floyd's place to do a live press conference. Why are they going to do that? Anyway, Adrian Broner is what he is. A personality, of course, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's got a pretty good record. I think he's only lost two or three times. But he's taken on Omar Figueroa, and Omar comes to fight. There's just no doubt about it. So if Adrian doesn't pack his lunch and come in at 100%, he's going to lose here. I'm not trying to say he's a prohibitive winner. I'm trying to say, but the bottom line is he's supposed to win this fight at 140 pounds. We'll see where he goes from that point. Of course, at 140 pounds is Teofimo Lopez after last night. Of course, the seventh round stoppage over Pedro Campa. And the best thing about Pedro Campa was not his record. It was the fact his name was Pedro. Outside of that, he couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. He just couldn't. I mean, he couldn't pull the trigger. I mean, I can go on and on, but the bottom line is he is a talented taxi driver from Tijuana. He has to be. There's no doubt about it because his talents in the ring were just not there. Hour number two of Ring Talk forthcoming after the biased, racist, and unreal news. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you after the news, we are live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, Twitch.tv, the live stream. Of course, I'm going to come to you on the Sports Byline USA channel. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. More Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the news. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. More details have been disclosed in that shooting in Jerusalem's Old City early Sunday. Authorities in Israel say a Palestinian gunman opened fire at a bus, wounding several passengers, among them Americans visiting the country. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was made aware the injured were from his home state of New York. He shared what he had learned in a Sunday press briefing.
It hits so close to home because at least three of those eight on the bus were American.
The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Republican Governor Larry Hogan from Maryland was on ABC this week and says this anti-FBI rhetoric is dangerous.
Losing faith in our federal law enforcement officers and our justice system and our is a really serious problem for the country.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in central Pennsylvania are trying to find why a man who allegedly drove a car into a crowd at an outdoor fundraiser would then be involved in a murder nearby. In Berwick, seen at the fundraiser for a family that lost 10 people in a fire a week ago, one person was killed and 17 being treated for serious injuries. State police spokesman Trooper Anthony Petrosky disclosing that after that, police were called to a disturbance in nearby Nescopec. There, a woman was found dead and a suspect arrested. And there's trouble in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday. The U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The government's $42.5 billion plan to expand internet service to underserved communities is stuck in a holding pattern nearly 9 months after approval, largely because authorities still don't know where gaps need to be filled. The broadband plan, part of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed by President Biden last November, stipulates that money to improve service can't be doled out until the Federal Communications Commission completes new maps showing where homes and businesses lack fast service. Lawmakers demanded new maps after flawed data in past subsidy programs caused construction projects across the country to bypass many of the Americans that they were supposed to serve. Officials warn this could take some time. Okay, kid, you've got to shut it down.
Police in eastern Ohio told a little girl to shut down her lemonade stand after someone complained. Asa Baker, who's 8, says it's because she didn't have a permit, but the cop encouraged her to get one.
Well, they were really sad that they had to shut me down, but they gave me $20 for to try and pay for it.
Asa's dad saying he didn't know a permit was required, but police in Alliance say those are the rules. A downtown business owner heard about it all, so he made a space outside his business for Asa to set up shop, where police said they would not bother her. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated, 37, almost 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, so when I say modest, think caps. Straight up, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. I'm an award-winning journalist. I've been to school, did some college, worked for newspapers, magazines, stuff like that. So I'm supposedly somewhat of a boxing expert. But guess what? The average fan, they have a different insight. They know the game from a different perspective. So I have the text line, and I open it up at the top of each hour for just you, the boxing fans. You want to say something? You want to get your opinion out there? Here's your shot. Here's the text line, 415-275-1613. 1613. The studio text line for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, coming off the takeover of the return of the takeover, I'm talking about, of course, Teofimo Lopez last night fighting a guy named Pedro Campa. As I said in the first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Campa's claim to fame is his name Pedro. That's it. Outside of that, he couldn't lick a stab you wet his tongue. I mean, his skills are so inferior, so limited. I said to myself, man, where did they find this guy? Well, they found him, of course, fighting stiffs down there in Mexico. I mean, you know, he had a decent record. The last couple of guys he fought, I think, were undefeated. But guess what? It ain't so tough to fight guys undefeated, you know, because you know who the guys are. In other words, if they can't fight, they can't fight. Doesn't matter what the records are. Bottom line is, Pedro Campa couldn't fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk about the future and more. Of course, maybe I'll mention some Dana White as well. Of course, Oleg Usyk, Anthony Joshua. 6 days from now for the World Heavyweight Championship in Saudi Arabia. You are tuned to Ring Talk.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is Mexican. He's proud to be Mexican. September 14th is Mexican Independence Weekend, and the best fighter in Mexico will be there defending his title. Congratulations.
Top-ranked CEO Bob Arum, I'm talking about Emmanuel Navarrete. Get this, when he beat Isaac Dogbo for the title back in, I think it was December 2018, a decision the first time, stopped him the second time, I believe, in the 12th round. But the bottom line is, since December of 2018, this guy's had 10 fights. This is the 11th fight. I'm talking about the young man he's taking on is Eduardo Baez, who's 21-2 with a couple of draws. The bottom line is, this will be at the Pechanga Arena in San Diego, California. Of course, that's the Pechanga Gaming Institute down there. But 35-1, 29 KOs. The best Mexican fighter, without a doubt, is Emmanuel Navarrete. Now, why do I say that? You know, I'm not knocking Canelo, and Canelo may be the best fighter pound for pound still with an asterisk next to him, because you don't know what, you really don't know what that Dmitry Bivol fight took out of him. It might have, you know, it might have taken some miles off his odometer. Just might have. I mean, the fact that he's fighting bigger guys, and you guys don't realize this, you just don't realize it, but when you fight bigger guys, you get tired faster. It wears on you. It wears on you, okay? And the bottom line is, he's fighting guys who are much bigger than him. Bivol was much bigger than him. And in fact, if he's lucky, you know, he didn't take on Artur Bedibev, because Bedibev would have smashed him up like an aluminum can. I mean, Bedibev is like a monster at 175 pounds. So Canelo, after beating, you know, Sergey Kovalev, well, Kovalev had the wind taken out of his sails by Andre Ward. Remember the first fight with Andre Ward? Andre might have, like, might have been, they called it a draw or something like that. But they, or Andre got the win, but they thought that Kovalev had won. Well, guess what? The second time, Andre Ward left no doubt about that. The 2004 Olympic gold medalist went out there and kicked the snot out of Sergey Kovalev. He beat him down and stopped him inside the distance. So that was basically the end, I think. Once he was dented, once he was exposed, once he was fractured and had, you know, flaws in his record, I'm talking about Sergey Kovalev, it was time to move on as far as his light heavyweight picture is concerned. He says he wants to fight 8 or 10 times this year and this thing. I mean, that's the last time I heard about him was about a month ago. I want to fight 8 or 10 times this year. Listen, man, it's already August. How many times have you fought? Yeah, maybe once or twice. Bottom line is, forget about Sergey Kovalev. Back to Navarrete, though. Wow, what can I say? He is a bit of a destroying machine. He just is. When I saw him come out, he was tall. He was unbeaten. I said to myself, you know, I like picking underdogs once in a while. And he was an underdog against Isaac Dogbo. And Dogbo didn't do anything for me. Plus, I had seen Dogbo at a convention about 3 or 4 weeks. Take that back. About 4 weeks before he was going to fight Navarrete, Dogbo was at this sanctioning body convention, I think in Panama, somewhere down. Anyway, maybe it was Panama. Anyway, the bottom line is he wasn't training. Okay, he was down there accepting an award. Okay, well, you accept your award, and then, you know, Navarrete came a few weeks later and just beat him down. Emmanuel Navarrete should have been arrested. If they were gay, it would have been domestic violence. If they were living together, it would have been domestic violence. He beat down a Dogbo so bad the first time and the second time. But since then, he's beaten up almost, I think he's had like two guys that went the route with him in 10 fights. Two guys in 10 fights. This will be his 11th fight since December of 2018. 35-1. I think when he first caught my eye, it was like 23-1, something like that, 22-1, this and that. But I saw the fact that, you know, he was tall, he was rangy, and get this, he's a Mexican fighter with a black guy's attitude. What do I mean by that? He sort of fights like Pernell Whitaker a little bit. He'll juke and jive you, this and that. I mean, he'll do the Mexican brawl with you. He will. He'll get down with you. We'll get down. But he will try to outbox you at times as well. I think he's a complete fighter. And for a long time, I said he's the best fighter in Mexico. And then I'm contradicting myself and saying that Canelo is the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. And, you know, I'm going to put an asterisk next to the Canelo a pound-for-pound thing anymore because of the fact that he is getting old. Times are tough as far as beating, you know, trying to beat light heavyweights. Says he wants to come back and fight Bivol again. Listen, you can fight Bivol 15 times. Bivol will beat you 20 times. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Canelo, this is combat sports. Dimitri Bivol just has your number. Oh, he didn't hurt me. He didn't have to hurt you. This is boxing. The idea is to score more clean shots than you do to win the fight. He scored a whole lot of shots. You scored a few shots. So at the end of the day, there was no doubt that Dimitri Bivol won that fight, except in the minds of the three judges who had it 115-113. In fact, had Bivol not won that 12th round, it would have been a draw. And everybody in boxing would have said, oh, man, does that smell like an outhouse that hasn't been serviced in 3 or 4 months or what? Holy cow, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, there was an atrocity in the making there. And those are three pretty competent judges, at least two of them, I think, were. So I was a little blown away by that score. But, you know, when you're watching boxing's favorite or you're watching something that's supposed to go down the in one way, and you're sort of like predetermined your mind to seeing it go down that one way, you can't accept the fact that it's going the other way. And that's what I think what happens in a lot of fights when guys are getting upset. You know, when like stone cold favorites are getting upset, you know, well, that round was close. That round was close. And some of these rounds aren't close. It's just the fact that you've got these deep-rooted feelings that this is supposed to happen, that this on the left is supposed to happen, but what's happening on the right is happening, and you're totally perplexed, and you're not judging the fight correctly. I think that was the story with the three judges and the Canelo Alvarez-Dimitri Bivol fight. The fact that they came up with a 7-5 score, all three of them, more power to them. They were unanimous in 115-113, 7-5 in rounds, but there's no way in the world Canelo Alvarez won more than two rounds. If you gave him more than two rounds, somebody put a gun to your head and said, you better score a round for Canelo or I'm going to kill you. Because that's the only way you could have done it. That's the only way you could have done it. So for these judges to come up with five rounds, they were trying to, I'm trying to say the boxing establishment was trying to screw Dimitri Bivol, okay? But they came damn close. They came real damn close. Now, of course, Canelo going to take on Triple G. What is he, 42-1-1? 35, 36 knockouts, but that 42 is how many wins he's got? I think he's like 42 years old as well. So he's old, 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 and that dude Kyoto Murata hit him to the body and hurt him. And Murata's not a body puncher. 2012 Olympic gold medalist out of Japan. I was scratching my head. How the hell did he ever win a world title? But, you know, so he had the pedigree. Anyway, bottom line is Murata wasn't much to beat, but, you know, Golovkin took some shots in the early going there, was hurt to the body, and noticeably hurt to the body in the early rounds. Of course, that fight took place in Tokyo, I believe, in January or February this year. And now he's going to take on boxing's prize, of course, the king of pay-per-view. I'm talking about the king himself, Canelo Alvarez. Alvarez is supposed to make $70 or $80 million for this fight. Holy cow, that's a lot of money to make for a third fight, especially when you lost. The first fight was a draw. Some people thought that maybe Triple G might have won. But the second fight, Canelo won, going away. Nobody's doubting that. And the third fight, seeing the fact that Triple G's got so many miles on him now, he's so old, that they're saying it'll be an easy fight for Canelo. I don't know. Not after that fight with Bivol. I just don't think so. I think Canelo's cherry's been broken to an extent. And, you know, and yeah, he lost a little earlier to Floyd Mayweather. That's when he was green as guacamole. Green as Mexican guacamole. I mean, he didn't know anything about boxing. He followed Floyd around there like Floyd had him on a leash, okay? But he was young. He was green. He was selling pay-per-views. And Floyd Mayweather was smart enough to realize, let me take on this pay-per-view monster, this Mexican monster. Let me take him on now before he actually becomes a monster. Because at 154, and when he was real green, Canelo is not the fighter he is today. He's just not. I mean, skill-wise, talent-wise, the Reynoso family has done a wonderful job in upping his game. They have. They upped his game. They made him the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing for a considerable amount of time. But maybe that time has come, and maybe it's time to go. And as far as the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, maybe he comes from Omaha, Nebraska. At least that's what it laid down. Sun World Airlines told me. If you want to, I'll give you a free ticket. Anybody that wants to get off the plane here in Oakland and take a later flight, you get a free ticket to Omaha. And I say to myself, man, Hawaii, I'm going to Hawaii. Let me go to Hawaii. She was talking about, oh, I had my bags, and I'm walking. I said, we're Hawaii, here we come. She goes, Hawaii? What are you talking about, Hawaii? I said, that's where the tickets do, right? She goes, no, Omaha, Nebraska. We'll let you go to Omaha. Who the hell wants to go to Omaha, Nebraska with the Cornhuskers? No knock on them, but nobody wants to go there. Bottom line is, let's shift gears and talk about the atrocity of the year. I'm talking about Josh Taylor, of course, the world junior welterweight champion. 19-0, 13 KOs coming off that February win. Oh, man, split decision win. Did it stink? This was the worst decision I think I've seen in boxing probably in the last a long time. I can't remember when I've seen one this bad. I really can't. Judges had it like this. Judge Howard Foster had it 113-112 for Jack Catterall. Jack Catterall is a guy from Glasgow, Scotland. He came in undefeated, 26-0. Okay. The Ian John Lewis of the UK had it 114-111. And the other judge, Victor Laughlin, had a 113-112 for Josh Taylor. Josh Taylor wasn't in this fight after the referee's instructions, basically. I mean, it was a one-sided fight. It was a rout. They call it the robbery of the year, the gift of the year. Call it what you want, man. But, of course, a fortnight ago, he was willing to give up the WBC title. I'm talking about Josh Taylor willing to give it up instead of, like, doing a rematch with this guy in Glasgow, Scotland. They're both from the UK. Catterall's from Glasgow, Scotland. I mean, and the other kid is from Haddington, Scotland. So, they could make some money fighting in Glasgow. They get the big building outdoor stadium, and these guys can fight in front of like 80 or 100,000 people. How do I know there's a lot of boxing fans in Glasgow, Scotland? I was the premier boxing correspondent for the Glasgow Sunday Post for about 3.5 years. That's back in the days of fax machines. That was before even Anthony was born in the other room. Fax machines, I kid you not. I used to type my column up on a typewriter and fax it to somebody. And used to have white out on it and little scratch marks and this and that. It was tough to cut and paste with a typewriter. But the bottom line is that's the way we did things back in the day. Anyway, Josh Taylor evidently has been embarrassed to the point where he's going to fight Jack Catterall in a rematch supposed to take later this year. They're going to get the date and obviously the site's going to have to be Glasgow, Scotland. Why would you fight anywhere else? You got two guys from Glasgow, two popular guys. It was a rip-off the first time. Josh Taylor got a rip-off decision the first time. So they do it a second time. They do it in a stadium. They pack in 40,000 people. Everybody leaves happy because Catterall wins the second time. Because Catterall won so significantly the first time, I don't think he can lose the second time around. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that Josh Taylor ain't much. He just ain't much. I mean, he was the undisputed 140-pound champion at one point in time, but Jack Catterall kicked his ass. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. More Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the break.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my ride. Hey, baby.
Guess who's in the news? Yeah, the wire-haired wonder himself, Don King, 90 years old, of course. Turned 90, I think, August 20th, 2021. We wish him a very happy birthday. Bottom line is, Danny Dubois says he was not paid for a fight he took under Don King's promotion about 3 or 4 months ago. And, of course, Don King saying that he's always paid a fighter. He's never not paid a fighter, this and that. He must be winking or BSing people when he says that, because I think there are times when he hasn't paid a fighter what he was supposed to pay him. But the bottom line is, I want to say this. When I worked for him, he paid me on the spot, and he paid me every dime that he wanted to pay me. And at one point in time, he wanted to fly me first class to an event to do some television for him, and then he found out I cashed in the first class ticket and took a ticket and coach instead. And he said to me that he thought that was a slick move because I put like $1,500 in my pocket. But the bottom line is, he said, MF, if you're late, you're fired. Ooh, okay. Bottom line is, he put Pedro before that MF. But the bottom line is, here's Don King's letter to Frank Warren this week. Of course, Frank Warren's about to sue him and this kind of stuff. Frank, I am hurt, deeply disappointed about the nasty things you have said to me. You acknowledged to me that you owe me $200,000. You guaranteed me with your word that you would pay me what you owe me. You said things were a little rough for you at the time, cash-wise. Listen, I think things are a little rough for Don King cash-wise. I don't know if I told you this, but about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe longer, he was in a dispute with the kid from Ricardo Mayorga, the crazy guy from Nicaragua. He was doing some MMA fight, and Don King said he had him under a personal appearance contract, so he couldn't do the MMA fight without Don King's approval. So Don King had to put up like $200,000 as far as some type of deposit or something like that, right? So he put up $200,000 in silver dollars, antique silver dollars. So the $200,000 in silver dollars was actually worth like $1.5 million or more. You hear what I'm saying? The silver dollar itself, even though it was worth a dollar, you know, it's a dollar, but it's worth like maybe 50 and a 20, okay? So Don King gives up his coin collection to the United States government or to this court in order to put a deposit on the Mayorga contract. So he loses the money. I mean, they gave him back his money, but they gave him back $200,000 cash, not what the silver dollars were worth. So what I'm trying to tell you is Don King is not stupid. I can't imagine him putting $1.5 million on the line to pay a $200,000 debt unless he didn't have the cash. So maybe Don King, I'm not trying to say he's ready for the SNAP program and EBT and things like that, but the bottom line is maybe Don isn't as cash rich as we think he is. Bottom line is a guy that was cash rich, money rich, personality rich, love rich. I travel around the world with him. He is absolutely the greatest man of all time. If this man ever touched you, he didn't have to stand next to you. He could do it through the television. I'm talking about the great Muhammad Ali.
I got a message for all of you. Go to college and get some knowledge. Stay there until you're through. If they can make penicillin out of it. I got a message for all of you. Go to college and get some knowledge. Stay there until you're through. If they can make penicillin out of molded bread, they can sure make something out of you.
Now look, right there.
But much of his life is a paradox. At 6:30 in the morning, the crowd that he loves to thrill are still asleep. To be a top boxer means long, lonely hours of hard slog. And to run alongside Muhammad Ali is for once to feel equal with him. There's nothing like sweat and puff to humble the great. But back in the comfort of his hotel, Ali often appeared to forget that it's as an athlete that he's famous.
The latest has the flowers are so pretty.
Sometimes it took drastic action to make him talk about boxing.
I never saw.
He says Vanessa, talk, fight, talk.
Talking about talking fight.
Talk, fight, talk. He's one of the promoters trying to get his money back. Talk, fight, talk. He sends me a letter that says, talk, fight, talk. You see, I want you all to see how they try to do us, how they try to push us like animals. Talk, fight, talk. He ain't worried about God. He ain't worried about how clean, he don't care about how clean the country is. All he wanted is some money. Talk, fight, talk.
Even when he did do some sparring practice, on this occasion in the middle of a road in an Auckland suburb with American heavyweight Tony Tubbs, it was just a bit of fun for Ali. He hadn't trained since before the Sphinx fight last September.
Are you trying to lose weight?
Gotta lose 20 pounds. Put down again. See how we champions get? I hope it's a, you know, somebody asked me, was it gonna be twins or boys or girls? But I'm the greatest of all time. After me, there will come no more.
He may be the greatest, but he still has normal weaknesses, and one of them is food. He particularly likes chili, fried chicken, spaghetti, pancakes with syrup, and apple crumble. Ali's adherence to the Muslim faith means he cannot eat pork, white bread, and some types of vegetables. So he has his own cook who travels everywhere with him. Lana Shabazz has become familiar with many hotel kitchens since she started cooking for Ali during the 60s.
Muhammad Ali, of course, unplugged there, doing a whole lot of different, you know, one-worders here, one-liners here and there. Bottom line is he was the greatest personality of all time. The greatest athlete of all time, and without a doubt, probably one of the greatest human beings of all time. I mean, if I was able to tell you the intimate things that he and I talked about, and I've told you a lot of them, but there are some that I just feel sort of funny talking about because it was about race. And he and I went deep on race one time. We're in a van. I think we're like in Shanghai or something like that. We're in Shanghai. We're in a van, this van that we had. It was all blacked out, the windows, that kind of good stuff. And we're in this van. And he was talking about race in this country and the fact that, you know, there's been different classes, this and that. And I always wanted to get into what he had to say. But I always thought that, you know, if I was to repeat what he said, people would, like, take it the wrong way, and it would start a whole lot of trouble. And, you know, I had kids some issues as far as the network is concerned, and Anthony might be pissed off as well. God knows what might happen is if I really aired his exact comments, per se. So I'm sort of reluctant to tell you what he told me. I just am. I'm talking about race. And of course, he was talking about Asians, and he was talking about Mexicans, and he was talking about blacks and this and that, and the fact that, you know, people of color in this country don't tend to have the easiest of opportunities when it comes to advancement as far as education and vocational and things like that. I mean, he was smart enough to realize that. I mean, he just was. I mean, people thought he was just a dumb old boxer. And in this film that we just played, of course, a lot of that was from 1977, 1978. He was old. He was done. He was past his peak. I mean, Muhammad Ali should have never fought after the Joe Frazier fight, that third fight. And what was it, 1975, October 1975, the Thriller in Manila, of course, 14 rounds with Joe Frazier, Eddie Futch being the, in fact, Eddie Futch's birthday, I think, passed a couple of weeks ago. But the bottom line is Eddie Futch passed away, I guess, about 8 or 10 years ago. But he was one of the greatest trainers of all time. He was working Joe Frazier as a corner that night. And he stopped the fight, I think, between the 13th and the 14th round. I think he did. And he said, "Son, you've got nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm stopping this fight." I mean, Eddie was the classiest man I've ever met in my entire life as far as boxing was concerned. He knew poetry. He knew history. He knew theater. I mean, Eddie Futch was just a brilliant guy, of course. And he started out in Detroit. He started out in Detroit. And guess who he trained back in the day? Berry Gordy. Who's Berry Gordy? The president of Motown Records. That's right. In Motown, Berry Gordy's still alive. Everybody's dead from that era just about, right? Except him and Diana Ross. Marvin Gaye, keep going. Bottom line, everybody's dead. But Berry Gordy's still going. He's like 94 years old, 95 years old. Eddie Futch used to train him. Before he started Motown Records, he was a boxer. I think he went like 11-2 or 13-2 with like 3 or 4 knockouts. He couldn't punch. And his line was, the singers get girls every day of the week. The fighters only get girls after the fights. So obviously I'm doing the wrong thing here. I need to become a full-time singer. Berry Gordy, circa 1958. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore, and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand that not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Yesterday, my current guest, Larry Merchant, told me he was being interviewed by somebody who was looking into the history of HBO. You know, you and I haven't talked about HBO. I mean, the fact that when HBO sort of retired and went off the air as far as boxing was concerned, that was a bit sad. But outside of that, we haven't talked really extensively about your time at HBO. What were the highlights and the lowlights? If you go through it, like from 78 on, right? From 78 is when you started, correct?
Yes. Okay. You know, to me, they were just highlights and bigger highlights. Whether it turned out well or not, if you're out there analyzing and telling stories and critiquing, there are some nights when you miss the story. Mm-hmm. You miss the central story of the fight. That happens, and that's why, just like you have three officials, and you hope that at least two of them get a result right. You have three announcers, or at least we did, and you hope that two of them got it right. And most usually we did. But there were higher highlights. We covered so many great fights from Sugar Ray Leonard and Hearns and Hagler in the 80s and then the heavyweights in the late 80s and early 90s. I always think of the my timeline regarding Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. And our experiences together and his leaving HBO because he didn't particularly want me to announce his fights. but, you know, I don't think of it in those terms. You know, what I think of is one of the questions I'm often asked is what my best interviews were. Mm-hmm. And most people are thinking of the incident with Floyd Mayweather. But to me,
not me.
The Buster Douglas Mike Tyson fight, which was, of course, this enormous upset, was some kind of serious moment for me as a broadcaster. I had originally come from print journalism. Mm-hmm. Because Buster Douglas, after that fight, was so tied up emotionally, having won the heavyweight championship of the world, having maybe resolved some issues with his father, who was a tough middleweight in his time, not a championship caliber fighter, but a tough guy. And Buster was raised in his gym, and Buster wasn't exactly a tough guy, and he tried other sports until he came back to boxing. And then the fact that his mother had died a few weeks before. So all these entanglements, emotional history came to play. And when I went to interview Buster Douglas, he couldn't talk. He was so wound up emotionally. And I heard a voice in my head saying, "This is show and tell, Larry. Just let's show this. We do these interviews in part to show who these fighters are as human beings. We do these interviews to answer some questions and question some answers." And he couldn't talk. And he stepped back, and his handlers took him, and they were whispering to him, "Let's go back to the dressing room, let's go." And but he wanted to tell his story, and it took him maybe 20 or 30 seconds, which is a lifetime in television seconds, to gather himself to tell the story he wanted to tell about the fight and what it all meant to him. To me, that was my suddenly becoming a professional at this craft, because I understood that the camera focusing on this guy who had just pulled off the upset of the century, or so we thought at the time, and all of his emotional cords being rung, that was real television. It didn't need a question. But then he stepped forward and we talked about all of these things, and to me, that was a primal moment. And there were other lessons that I learned from what I did across the years.
You know, when I think of Buster Douglas, I think of Haseem Rahman and most recently Andy Ruiz, guys that pulled off this huge upset and then just couldn't handle it emotionally.
Well, they couldn't handle it afterwards. Certainly Buster Douglas couldn't. He put on
100 pounds.
15 pounds or so for his fight with Holyfield,
yeah. And
didn't seem to care very much. And he didn't. He didn't love boxing. In that moment, because of his mom's death, because of his differences with his father, and because he was fighting for the heavyweight championship, it was a way of redeeming his whole life. And now those are the stories we try to tell. Fighters are human beings, and some of them handle things differently than others. I have to remind myself that the guy I'm trying to interview was just getting punched for an hour. So, and just learning to do my homework before the events so that I will have enough of information in my head to feel that I could say certain things.
I think it was 1982, and I used to, Harold used to tell me this, the late Harold Letterman, your broadcast partner, of course, the HBO boxing judge, that voice, Harold's voice. "Well, Jim," bottom line is, Harold told me the best fight that he ever called, he thought, with you guys was the Gomez-Pintor fight, Wilfredo Gomez and Lupe Pintor, back in 1982. Of course, Pintor ascending from 118 pounds to 122 pounds. He had beaten the former bantamweight great Carlos Zarate at 118, moved up to 122, and Gomez they went back and forth. Gomez finally won, but what a battle of wills.
Yeah, and that was the next fight we did after the fight in Miami. I'm trying to think of the names of the fighters, the they fought at least one rematch. The great fighter from Nicaragua,
Alexis Arguello, and Aaron Pryor.
Right. I mean, how good was that? So we were in a run in those days of having a lot of good, a lot of big fights, which sometimes means an outstanding fighter is a mismatch, is in a mismatch because there just aren't enough guys around to compete with him, or two really good fighters just throwing down.
Yeah, you know, we brought up Alexis Arguello there. Of course, death in 2009, 2008, still questionable whether he shot himself or somebody killed him. He was so emotionally depressed that he came on this show and talked about death and things like that. And I tried to go down to Nicaragua and straighten him out, and he finally went into rehab, this and that. But both he and Pryor, both he and Pryor were smoking crack together in Miami. When he told me that story, I almost wanted to cry. He was telling me the story in Managua, Nicaragua, sitting in his backyard. And he goes, yeah, Aaron and I were smoking crack together in Miami. And I say to myself, what could send a man in that direction? You know, I was just blown away by that. And Alexis was never the same, ever. He was an emotionally tender man, and I think that first fight with Pryor just broke him for the rest of his life.
Well, listen, how many tens of thousands of people are dying in America of opioids every year?
Every day.
That may not be the same as trying to achieve a high. It's trying to avoid a low and then getting so low you never return. But crack was a thing, and it affected all of society, and it shouldn't surprise us that some fighters were affected by it as well.
Speaking of this opioid thing, I mean, the fact that you can get, that you were able to get these pills, I mean, they were willing to give them to me left and right. I never took a one in my life. I never took a one, but they gave me a couple of pain pills one time for my dentistry and for my back and this and that. And that's what they tell me. Just take this. Just take this. Godfather, man, these are doctors pushing stuff on you, so you get the assumption that it's good. You know what I'm saying? And then you find out after a week you're hooked.
Well, you know, I've read many stories about this phenomenon, and it's sad. It's happened to a lot of average people who have lost their jobs in the changing job market of modern times and have no place to go and are depressed because of how it can break up families. And they look to avoid the pain that they're experiencing. I don't know that the government has done enough to limit that, but obviously there are other solutions that prevail. But let's say you've lived in a town in Ohio,
yeah,
and it's had manufacturing there for generations, and your family and friends are all there, and suddenly,
yeah,
jobs are gone.
But Godfather, that shouldn't turn you into a heroin addict. Anyway, say hello to the God Mama for me. It is January 12, 2020. I love you, and we'll talk real soon.
Keep the faith, Pedro.
The Hall of Famer, the one, the only, the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant in the house. Thank you so much, Godfather. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Together, folks, track, and they party.
Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC
with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Man, I can't believe they dug that one up. Tower of Power from the disco scene, the disco era. Man, they hated that album. Of course, it painted the band as a bunch of opportunists going off their original shtick of being, of course, original funksters from Oakland, California. They would return to their groove, but never, of course, hit the top 10 ever again. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, of course. The UFC rocking and rolling last night. Of course, they've had some fights time and time again. They've had good fights. I mean, they're decent fights, but I don't enjoy the fights anymore because of the fact that I don't think the punishment that's dished out is, I don't think you can recover from that kind of beating. You just can't. This caveman type of stuff when you're hitting guys with elbows and kicking them in the head and choking people out and this kind of stuff. I just don't think the residual effects from that are going to be less than they are from boxing, and boxing's pretty terrible, as is contact football. But I'm just telling you, I mean, the way these MMA guys take ass whoopings, I'm just not into it. Anyway, of course, the ass kicking a couple of weeks ago, I talked about that Juliana Pena coming in, the bantamweight champion, and Amanda Nunes destroying her for every minute of every round. Every minute of every round, that fight should have been stopped. That was domestic violence if you've ever seen it in my life. I mean, yikes, man. I turned it off. Listen, some fights are just so, hey, you don't want to watch, who wants to see that? Unless you're some type of sadist, okay, and you don't care about human beings whatsoever, you sit there and go, oh, man, let me eat some more popcorn. Now, some of that stuff has got to be stopped, and unfortunately, the UFC doesn't stop fights. Dana White tells the referees don't stop fights. The Athletic Commission doctors don't have the intestinal fortitude, the balls, to stand up and say, you know what, it's time to stop this. It's went too long. I mean, what did you think Juliana Pena was going to do when she's getting pounded on? I mean, like a hammer against a nail. Imagine that, a hammer against a nail. All, boom, 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 5 minutes every round. Boom, 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 5 minutes every round. And you do this for five 5-minute rounds. I mean, one judge, I think, had it by 6 or 7 points. You're only supposed to get a point per round if you win a round. But she was winning points in such domination. It wasn't even a fight that you could score, per se. Juliana Pena wasn't in the fight after the referee's instructions. And I give Juliana credit. She pulled off the upset the time before. She talked all kinds of smack, but she had to pay for it. And I understand that you have to pay for talking your smack. But you take that with a defeat. You don't take that with somebody beating your ass for an extra 15 minutes, okay? And that's what went on there in the UFC. So I think the UFC should be, I think it should be banned. I just do. I think in its current concept, they're destroying human beings. They just are. They don't give a snot about anybody. Dana White doesn't care about anybody. Dana White cares about those bloodthirsty fans and Donald Trump. Outside of that, Dana White cares about nobody but himself. I'm telling you. Think about this. Once a fight is over with, once a fighter is beaten, why do we need to see him get destroyed? Why do we need to see him almost get semi-killed, get knocked unconscious, get choked to death? I mean, why? If he or she is already beaten, the fight's over. They're beaten. You know, it sort of reminds me of my mother when I used to go to press conferences after fights, and she used to tell me, Pete, don't talk smack about the guys you just beat up already. What? Because you beat them up once. You don't need to beat them up again. Think about that. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. 37, make that 38 plus years now. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we may be coming to you on Veev TV. Say hello to the people down there in Dallas, Texas. My name is Pedro Fernandez, a 4-time Golden Glove chummy, and thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.